Here we go. This is your update on the hairy woman of Klipnocki beauty contest.
Oh, well, thank you.
You were a judge 10 years ago, weren't you, Chase?
Yeah, I think you were.
I'm still trying to get that image out of my mind.
Yeah, right.
Thanks, Scott.
Sure. It is an annual event at the Canisaguerra Harvest Festival in upstate New York. Basically, it's their version of Bigfoot. Mysterious hairy women who live in the hills of Klipnocki. The event is to give folks a chance to see what they might look like up close and personal, or at least a contestant's idea of what they might look like.
Since boogeyman!
Yeah,
God, that scared me.
That's what they said.
I wasn't ready for that.
Since nobody's ever seen a hairy woman of Klipnocki up close and personal, So the contestants, which, by the way, this is open to men and women, can try anything to stand out, doing things like, you know, hair braiding, singing, dancing, other tricks. This year's first place winners were Steve Baker and Matt Woodring, and I mention that because they upset Jerry Stokes and Michelle Mess, who have won in years past.
Uh-oh.
I told you they would, Chase.
Well, now there's going to be a fight.
Well, there could well be. And I wonder if funnel cakes are available there. Just because
one can only imagine. Although if you've got, extensive hair going on. I mean, you get the powdered sugar all caught up in there.
Might not want to do that. By the way, while we're talking about that, a diet clinic analyzed the top 8 new foods at the State Fair of Texas.
Ooh, do we have a calorie content?
Well, we do, as a matter of fact. If you'll remember, it includes fried beer, which we really didn't understand. Kind of feel like they...
Yeah, because it's a pretzel with Guinness inside.
Right, they've gone a little too far. But they are doing fried Pop-Tarts, which are... just sounds scrumdiddlyumptious. Anyway, if you had each of these top 8 foods, you'd be taking in 5,089 calories. Half of them from fat. That's the equivalent of your 10 quarter pounders with cheese from McDonald's. So
yeah, but you can do that anytime.
Well, sure.
State Fair only comes around once a year.
That's right. So go ahead and go ahead and lay off the McDonald's for a day or two and go over to the fair and have one of those.
Well, what you can do is just fast for 2 days. You know, if you do a 2,000-calorie a day diet, you're saving up. You've got like a 4,000-calorie credit going in the game.
Go. Uh-huh. I can't imagine.
Chug.
I mean, that much fried food. And maybe you get free Tums after that. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Hey, you had a story.
I'm a Rolaids guy, but that's okay.
Okay. Uh-huh. You had a story today, and we were talking about this with Mayor Barry yesterday, and you had it in your news about texting while driving.
I think you and I both had the same reaction when she brought that up yesterday. Mm-hmm. I don't know if a head snap can be audible, but I'm pretty sure I heard your head snap to attention when she said that yesterday morning.
We'll be interested to see about that. That happening rather timely as they can be in College Station when we find out here, apparently, according to a new study, the Titanic hit an iceberg in 1912 because of a basic steering error. Do you think they were texting?
It's possible.
See?
They were on the Morse code is what it was.
Yeah, could have been
that.
He was on
looked up something.
Looked up,
there was that. Yeah.
G.
Yeah, look up, there's an iceberg.
Yeah. Capital O, capital M, capital G. Yeah, anyway.
L-O.
L. Thank you.
L-O.
Women who sacrifice comfort to wear high heels.
That's theater of the mind, boys.
That's right. Women who sacrifice comfort to wear high heels may be wasting their time because men don't even notice. In fact, researchers at England's Northumbria University, 2016, found that men can't even tell if women are wearing heels when they walk.
All right, so how long have high heels been around?
Now, come on. I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you mean men can't tell? You can tell when they wince.
You know how a woman can make her husband tell about her new shoes?
Okay.
Notice? Keep them in the box, and then put the box on his computer. Okay? He'll notice that there's new shoes in the house.
I thought you were going to say...
Voice of experience?
I thought you were going to say put the receipt on his pillow.
Yeah, that too.
Whenever Judy wants me to see something, like a note or something like that, she just puts it on my computer because she knows that's where I'll go.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, it's not that men don't know when women are wearing high heels. We're not allowed to notice that they're wearing high heels.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
The caller brings up a good point. I mean, if you're a married man, if you notice someone other than your wife.
Oh, well, that's what I was talking about.
As Tom would say, at that point, you might be in Dutch.
Hello?
Remember?
remember where that study was taken. That's Northumbria. That's England. They could care less about their teeth.
Good point. Good point.
Although you would think in England, rather than look at their teeth, you might want to look at their feet.
Someplace else. That's true. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. So if she gets a haircut, does she take a picture of that and put it on your computer? Is that how that works?
No, she keeps the hair.
Gets a bag of hair. Yeah. Throws it over there.
I've just decided every day. Yeah. I just come home and say your hair looks nice.
How about just paying attention, Is that it?
Yeah. Well, no, that's just it. That, you know, they conduct this study. High heels have been around for how long? And so we've waited all this time to once and for all conclude that men are oblivious.
Yeah. Yeah.
As if we didn't know that.
We weren't paying attention when that study came out. Hello? Huh?
Married man. If you're a man, what are you going to say? Oh, look at the shoes.
Yeah.
Touche.
Yeah. Got to go there. Uh-huh. Wow, don't you need to get some shoes like that? All right, this just in. Hang on. All right. Space aliens have been tampering with U.S. American nuclear weapons.
They have?
Yeah. The American Chronicle, because I just got my copy.
And their little green footprints on
the American Chronicle says a group of former Air Force officers plans to release proof next week that UFOs have been messing with U.S. weapon systems. The group will hold a news conference at the National Press Club in D.C. On Monday.
Ooh, that'll be on C-SPAN probably, won't it?
They'll put that little backdrop up. You know, it'll kind of fall over midway through the news conference.
The PR flag stays.
Crap! Yeah. The pipe and drape falls over while they're doing that. Yeah.
You get up there, it's like, you know, it's like any event in the high school gym. The feedback on the microphones.
Well, what they'll put up the curtain, and then they'll try to pin up their logo for the American Chronicle.
It'll be crooked.
Heavy, yeah, it'll be so heavy it'll weight that down so it'll fall on the speaker in the middle of it. But aside from that, the spokesperson and author, Robert Hastings, said, while most of the incidents apparently involved mere surveillance, in a few cases a significant number of nuclear missiles suddenly and simultaneously malfunctioned.
I'm guessing, but I'd say his brainwaves crash a little short of the beach.
Yeah. Hastings claims that disc-shaped craft seen hovering overhead during the malfunctions. Yeah. That'd be Robert Hastings. Thanks a lot, Bob. Appreciate that. Hey, doctors may not need to rush to perform appendectomies after all. Wait a minute.
Because after all, everyone wants to stay in writhing pain.
Doc's going, let's wait. Let's wait. I'll be back. I'm going to go grab a cup of coffee.
That's right.
I'm on number 16. I got two more holes. Give me a break.
Really, yeah. A study claims that, Chase, that's painting with a very broad brush.
Most heartfelt apologies.
Some of them are playing wee golf rather than out of course. A new study claims that no correlation between how quickly the surgery was performed after the patient was admitted and the patient's condition afterward. But as you say, the discomfort level might be something that you would want to factor into this report. But nonetheless, that's fine. We'll just go with that. And administrators at a school in New Zealand are in hot water after staging a possum-throwing contest. That's what happens when you have the Internet. Something happens, and suddenly it goes viral. Okay? In normal society, in the way that things just move along, it would have been years before they understood anything about possum-throwing in New Zealand. Because how long does it take for something to get from Arkansas to New Zealand? But
true.
Because of the Internet, they've seen a YouTube of it or something, and boom, here we go. Animals rights groups are furious after students were encouraged to sling the dead possums over their heads, throwing them across the playground.
Hey, at least they were dead.
Okay, what, did somebody bring a wheelbarrow full of dead possums to school? I mean, I don't understand.
And wouldn't you like to be the person to solicit that? All right, what we need is if anyone has any dead possums.
Yeah.
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 Got you covered right here.
Okay. Have them here tomorrow at 9.
That's right.
Now, the spokesperson for the New Zealand Royal Society for the Protection of Animals says, while it's technically not illegal.
Nor is it animal cruelty if they're already dead.
Right. It is morally wrong to throw a dead animal around.
And after all, let's have morally wrong.
Could we just lob it? Is that okay?
Yeah, really.